Not really. I mean, he's I don't know. I mean, he's a kind of a silently intense guy all the time. But I think on the field, he brought a lot of energy today and was a little bit more vocal than normal, maybe. But nothing crazy. You would never have known. He's a true professional. That's for sure.
Was so much attention to the perimeter part of the problem for the two of the tackles?
I have no idea, to tell you the truth. Yeah, they got weapons everywhere you look, so you need to find a way to minimize those guys. But I don't know. I mean, run defense, it's not, I say all the time, it's not rocket science. The guy like Forte is so good. His vision is amazing. So if they have guys, their linemen do a good job. And they did a lot of things today that they hadn't shown a whole lot on film as well. So, yeah, they were executing. They just kept coming back to it.
What did you guys do differently in the second half that you maybe weren't able to?
Well, turn the ball over obviously is big for us and get a lead. But I don't know. When it comes to stopping the run, it's not about doing something crazier. It's just everyone's got to win their one-on-ones and stay in their gap. And we did that, well, not great, but we did it when we needed to, I think, towards the end of the second half. And we knew we just got to keep them out of the end zone. We were giving up way too many yards. Field possession, time of possession in the first half had to be crazy skewed in their favor because they kept pounding first downs on us. But we knew when we held them out, when it went 10-7, that one, you know, keeping them out of the end zone there was big for us. So if you can do that, you can give your team a chance, especially when you got A-Rod.
It's a really quick turnaround. You only have 4 days until the Vikings. As much as you enjoy this win, how do you handle it going forward with that quick turnaround?
Yeah, I mean, we enjoy it now, but it's over. So we're moving on Thursday. It was a good physical game, too, so find a way to work through all that. And some of these guys are younger than me, but I feel great. So, yeah, I could play tomorrow. So play football to play games, not to practice.
How much does run defense change when you've got a 10-point lead in the second half as opposed to the first half when you're either behind or tied or something?
Yeah, it definitely changes a little bit just because the urgency on their part has to be a bit higher, I think, to try to get the ball in the end zone. So you just need to find a way to get some three and outs, and that's what we weren't doing in the first half especially. And then what's even better than three and outs is getting turnovers. So that was something that, man, they just started everywhere you look. You know, when the ball was going downfield, our DBs were doing a great job breaking on it.
First step to 30, first step to 30.